As we make preparations to hear our scripture reading for us this day from Matthew's Gospel, if you are able, I would invite you to stand. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the king? Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we have observed his star rising, and we have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them as to where the Messiah was to be born. And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophets, and you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the tribes of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them was the star that they had seen at its rising. And they followed it until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure gifts, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, their teaching and claim upon our lives. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we pray that you will give us a sense of peace, comfort, and rest, especially from the activities of daily life and living those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it is in Christ that we pray. Amen. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, wise men from the east came to pay him homage, to pay him respect. And the name that has been given to these wise men is Magi. That word sometimes can be a little difficult to translate. William Barclay, in his commentary on Matthew, says that the Magi were originally from a Midian tribe. The Medes were a part of the empire of the Persians. And they tried to overthrow the Persians and to substitute and establish their power of rule. The attempt failed. And from that time on, then, the Magi ceased to have any ambitions for power or prestige. And they became a tribe of priests. And they functioned very much in Persia as the Levites did for the Israelite people. such that in Persia, no sacrifice could be offered unless one of the Magi were present. And over the years, they became men of holiness and wisdom. These Magi were skilled in philosophy, medicine, and natural science. In those ancient days, they also believed in astrology. They believed that you could foretell the future by looking and gazing into the stars and understanding them. And they believed that a person's destiny was settled by the stars under which they were born. And so there's no reason to think that the story for today of the three wise men coming to the Christ child is only a cute story. It's exactly the kind of thing that would have happened in the ancient world. When Jesus Christ came into the world, the world was searching with great hope and expectation. People were watching and waiting for God, and there was a desire for God in their hearts. They had discovered that they could not build a golden age without the very presence of God guiding and directing them. It was to this waiting world that this Christ child was born in the town of Bethlehem, and the ends of the earth gathered at his cradle. It was the first sign with these Magi traveling to see Jesus, the first symbol of the world conquest of the Christ child. One thing stands out in the story of the Magi, and that is their disobedience. We are told very little about them, except they were individuals who had come to find this newborn King of the Jews. They receive an audience with King Herod. In fact, it's Herod who, through his staff, the searching of the scriptures, point these Magi to Bethlehem. And Herod then gives them instructions to come back to him so that he likewise might go and pay the Christ child homage. And yet after their experience with this child, Matthew tells us that they went home by another road, openly disregarding the orders of the king. Their journey to the Messiah led them to loving disobedience of even the most powerful one, King Herod. This story of the Magi traditionally marks the season of Epiphany, the coming of these wise men to the Christ child, and yet it urges us to search deeper into our own epiphanies, our own God moments, our own God revelations, to take a look at our own lives and notice, like the wise men, what road is God calling us to journey? It asks what powers we possibly need to say no to. Consumerism, war, racism, hatred, anger, apathy. These things call to us today, just as Herod called to the wise man long ago. And yet, as Jesus Christ became real To his people then and to us today as modern seekers, we too are called to choose a different road. Selflessness, peace, love, grace, forgiveness, reconciliation. Oh, my friends, the story of the wise men is not just a story of long ago, it's also a story for us today. What road is God calling us to travel? This is the first Sunday of the new year. It's a Sunday when we gather for worship. We think about New Year's resolutions, perhaps. It's also a time to receive this meal of grace and forgiveness. From what does God need to forgive us? What do we need to forgive others? What road is God calling us to travel? What is God calling us to do? What gift is God calling us to give to the Christ child? Our hearts? Our time? Our finances? Our schedules? Our families? Our jobs? Oh, the story of the wise men is not just a story for long ago, but it is a story for us today. Let us come prepared to give. Let us come prepared to receive. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, your presence is upon us. And we, O God, are grateful for the Christ child, for this one in a manger who grew in wisdom and stature. O God, as we come to receive this meal of grace and forgiveness, may we also come and be prepared to give. For it's in Christ our Lord that we pray. Amen.